This podcast is on the poem Summit Beach, 1921, written by Rita Dove. The first heading on your worksheet is Subject Matter. The poem is set on a Florida beach in the 1920s. It is a segregated beach, which means there is one area for white people and a separate area for black people. One girl seems removed from a group of revelers and refuses to participate in their excited dancing. Her past experience has taught her a life lesson, which her father sums up in his advice not to be so fast in chasing her dreams. She is therefore prepared to hold off on her affections for the right man, with whom she hopes to fall in love. The next heading is theme. Well, several themes could be interpreted from a reading of this poem. For example, think about what the poem says about racial segregation, or perhaps the power and influence of men, or even the way in which experience and memory can shape our behaviour into the future. The theme of wisdom emerges through the girl's memory of diving into the air from her father's shed, believing she had invisible wings. Now, considerably older and also wiser, the girl is more careful about how she steps forward and no longer just dives into things. Her experience has taught her to be watchful, to wait for the appropriate time before taking a leap that may change the direction of her life. In quote 3, write down any three of the beautiful images that are in this poem. If you have identified three that you think added interest to the poem for you, make a note of these images and briefly say what you find appealing about each one. The fourth heading is imagery. Dove makes very effective use of symbolism in the poem. There are several examples, such as the scar on the girl's knee, the invisible wings, and the reference to the Negro beach. The scar is certainly a central image in the poem. It's a reminder of the moment when she leaped from her father's shed with her parasol and invisible wings and injured her leg. Each time she looks at the scar, she is reminded to be cautious in how she approaches life. And this caution is what keeps her detached from the partygoers on the beach. While the scar is a physical mark on her body, the experience has also left an emotional scar of sorts in the girl's heart. She is less impulsive now and is mindful of her father's advice not to be so fast. In contrast to the other beachgoers who are in party mode, with sweaters flying off the finest brown shoulders, the girl is more reserved, more modest. She is prepared to hold back, to be watchful, and wait for the appropriate moment before sharing her affections and perhaps her dreams, before, as the poet says, cutting the wing. She thankfully accepts some tea from the boys, but not their affections. There are also interesting examples of the use of simile and metaphor. For example, the girl is described as being gold, and the excited feeling of meeting the right man is compared to music skittering up her calf like a chuckle. This simile tells us that while the girl is guarded, beneath her detached and cool exterior, there is a wellspring of passion that one day will be freely expressed. Note too how she drinks the tea, neat as a dropped hanky, which suggests she has an interest in attracting the attention of the boys, but she is unwilling to express her feelings until she meets the right man. We move on now to language. Dove believed that poetry should be fun and certainly not something that students should be afraid of. The language in this poem is not something that most students would be scared of. The poem is, for the most part, written using plain, simple vocabulary that is very accessible. This simple language invites the reader into the poem. The speaker of the poem seems at times to speak for the girl using conversational language. For example, in stanza 2, where the speaker tells us that the girl is wearing a shawl, she adds that she was cold, thank you. She did not care to dance. The speaker also reports what the girl's father had advised. Papa had said, don't be so fast. While simple language is also used to describe her leap into the air when she climbed Papa's shed and stepped off the tin roof into blue. We move on now to form. The poem opens with a general description of beachgoers before introducing the adolescent girl who sits by the fire, somewhat detached from the others. Dove then presents some flashbacks from the past, her father's words, the itchy knee, and the moment when she bravely launched herself off the tin roof. Note that as the poem progresses, the poet takes us from the physical world of the girl who sat by a fire, was wrapped in a shawl, was sipping tea, to her inner life, her emotional world, where she remains in control of her feelings and imagines the tingle of excitement on meeting the right man. It is interesting that the final line of the poem mentions her invisible wings, which links back to the girl refusing to cut the wing at the beach. The repetition of the word at the very end of the poem almost pins the poem down in a way, acting somewhat like the brooch that fastens the girl's shawl, cloaking her inner feelings. The seventh heading on your worksheet is sound, and there is quite a lot of movement and energy in this poem, despite the fact that the girl sits almost motionless by the beach fire. The use of alliteration in the opening line, the Negro beach jumped to the twitch of an oil drum tattoo, is interesting. That repeated T sound suggests the fast, rhythmic tapping of the drum. Note how that fast dancing rhythm is slowed by the use of assonance in the phrases such as fake cameo, she was cold, and winking with the evening chill. There is also a lovely sense of the joy of falling in love, of meeting the right man in the lyrical line, when the right man smiled, it would be music skittering up her calf like a chuckle. That repeated L sound creates a playful mood and suggests that the girl expects one day to be able to express her feelings and her sexuality freely. The eighth heading on your worksheet is tone and mood. The poem opens with a tone of excitement. The energy on the beach is almost palpable. There are drums beating, mandolins playing, and the young partygoers are dancing around a fire. The tone changes once we are introduced to the girl. She is cold and reserved and refuses the invitations of the boys to dance. However, the poem concludes in an optimistic tone. There is a sense that the girl's sacrifices will one day be worth it. The sensual tone emerges with thoughts of meeting the right man whose smile will send delightful tingles through her body. The poem's mood will depend on how you, as a reader, reacted to the poem. Did you feel it was a positive mood? Is there a positive message in there for you? Or perhaps you felt it was a depressing mood, the fact that the girl felt she had to hold back on her emotions and remove herself from the fun of the beach party. Thinking of her father's advice, do you think it suggests that he cares for his daughter or that he just wants to control her? The final heading on the worksheet is personal response. How did you feel then about this poem when you read it first? Is it more than just a poem about a beach party? Are there any images or pictures or ideas in the poem that appeal to you? Do you think this poem should be included in an anthology or a book of poems for teenage readers? What is your impression of the adolescent girl? Do you admire her? Or do you think she is misguided?